You know, I don't know why in the world we do these things, because they pick things that I'm not good at. You can see I'm not good at them. Giddens quit. Are you smarter than a romper rumor?
I didn't quit.
and now I'm going to quit these.
Who said this quote? Never give up. Never surrender.
He doesn't know.
Me just now. I didn't quit.
No. You're not famous enough to get a quote yet. The only thing you're going to be famous in is if we send you to Coney Island.
I mean, he has a quote.
Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. Are you going to eat that? We need to send you to Coney Island, and when they get through with that hot dog eating contest, you need to be walking up there with all those leftover hot dogs and say,
"Are you going to eat that?
Are you going to eat that?" All right. Where are we going, Bow Wow?
Since it's Halloween month, I decided every week we're going to have some Halloween themed stuff to talk about. And this week we're going to talk about the most and least likely to survive a horror movie at Radio Alabama.
I can tell you who the most likely to survive and the least likely to survive. The least is one's going to get killed.
Yeah, the first one to go. You want to know some of the rules AI gave me to survive a horror movie?
Yeah.
Don't split up ever. Two or more people increase watchfulness, reduce surprise, and give witnesses. No exits and light. Memorize doors, windows, and keep areas well lit. Darkness is a killer's friend in movies. Keep phones charged and on loud. Call for help early. Leave location sharing on if possible. Make noise and attract witnesses. Screams, alarm, car horns. Killers in films depend on isolation and stealth. Barricade and improvise shelter. Use heavy furniture to block doors, jam windows, put distance between you and the threat. Don't engage alone. If escape is possible, escape. Fighting alone against a movie monster is the classic regret. Stay rational and calm. Panic helps them and makes mistakes more likely. Quick, clear decisions save lives. And trust instincts, but verify. If something feels wrong, act, but use common sense. Verify identities. Don't walk into traps.
AI took that task very literally, yes. Trying to help you out to survive in your horror movie. Let's see.
All right, so what are we doing here?
Who's least likely to survive?
And who's most likely to survive?
Okay, so what are we doing first? Which one?
Least. And
start with least. All right, you go first by a while.
Least likely to survive?
Yeah. You're looking at him, aren't you?
No. I would say Jada, just because she's a little bit hobbled right now.
See, I would say the same thing, but also I'm up for it as well, because in those list of rules, I kind of break a few of them. Like, don't be isolated, and I stay in my editing cubby hole a lot. Don't stay in dark places, but it's pretty dark in there. So I feel like I could be snuck up on real easily. But I still go with Jada because she can't walk.
I'm not going with Jada because she'd pop the devil out of somebody with that cane she's got. I don't get around her with that cane.
Who are you going with?
The least likely to survive a horror flick would probably be our owner, Lee Pearman.
Well, why so?
Because he would isolate himself. He has no problem being in the dark. I don't know.
Just try to reason with it.
I think he's too logical to beat the monster.
Too logical?
Yeah. I mean, he would try it. By the time he tried to figure out, you know, what move to make next, he's done for.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one, but I think Lee doesn't think about stuff like that. I mean, he don't.
I feel like he'd be the most prepared.
I mean, I can tell you one thing. When Halloween 2 came out and Michael Myers was chasing her butt in that hospital, I never went in a hospital for 6 months. I wouldn't. I'm as afraid of lights going out and some dude coming down the hall with a butcher knife in his hand. First time I ever seen Halloween 2 was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. I said the first time. Now, once I, you know, watched it many times, you knew, yeah, I was coming. But I'm telling you, and yeah, y'all can, I know, we can debate this for years. The Jasons and the Freddy Krueger's none of them got nothing on Michael Myers.
We're going to get to that in a minute, aren't
okay
we?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think Jeremy would be up there, too, because he likes to talk, and I feel like he'd attract him with his loud voice.
So you're saying he would be the least likely?
He'd be up there with Jada.
I think he'd be there with Lee. I do. Okay, now,
Most likely to survive.
Most likely to survive.
I think I'd survive.
You think you would?
Yeah.
You got to tell us your reasoning.
I'm fast. I'm probably the fastest person here.
Uh-oh, we got to have a Radio Alabama race.
You're not fast at eating.
No, that's not the point.
I mean,
and that's another reason I get called is the killer probably just put out like a plate of food in the middle of the room.
You're dead.
Put a string on it.
You're dead.
And I've seen all these horror movies, right. So I kind of get it how to get past
some of these. So Alex says himself, Giddens, where are you going with this one? The most likely to succeed.
Most likely to live.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, you know what? I'll go with Michael Brannon.
Okay. Mine's a tie.
Okay.
I got two people. Number one has to be Layla. After what she, you know, she's been through some tough stuff in the last few years. I'm telling you, she ain't afraid of anything. But the other one is sitting right across from us. He's smart enough to get away and fast enough to do it.
I played the Friday the 13th video game all my life. I know how to beat Jason.
I'm telling you, you couldn't beat Michael Myers, though.
No, probably not. I don't think anybody could.
I can think of maybe somebody that could.
Who?
Are we doing this now? Are we talking about who's going to win in a horror villain fight?
You said
Michael Myers, right?
You can discuss this all you want. I've seen them all.
Home field advantage at Camp Crystal Lake.
No, ma'am. Haddonfield. Nobody even wants to go to Haddonfield. Especially the hospital.
Who do you say?
I would say Michael Myers.
So y'all both in agreement?
Now listen. Now let me tell you. The Michael Myers of all the Halloweens 3, 4, and 5 and how many ever there were where you bring him back from the dead and you got, you know, the ghost of him and spirits and he can walk that. I'm talking about somebody who was a human. I ain't talking about Edward Scissorhands or, you know, I'm talking about Michael Myers in the first one or two. The first two movies of Halloween was the baddest dude that ever walked this planet.
So Michael Myers and Michael Myers.
Yep.
You're going to disagree with me and try to say that it's not a horror villain, but I have the person or thing that would defeat Michael Myers, and that thing, that creature, is none other than Godzilla.
There is no way.
You don't think that Godzilla...
No.
And we're not talking these new age Godzilla movies that are the theatrical.
No, I don't want the 3D stuff.
No, I'm talking the original Godzilla in Japanese.
You're right in the fact that it's bad dude, but not human.
So?
I mean, I guess we didn't say that it had to be human. You are right that Godzilla's, but I can tell you right now, if they got in a tussle, Godzilla's getting his neck cut off.
Godzilla, that's as tall as a skyscraper.
I don't care.
Is losing to Michael Myers.
Let me tell you something. When a man at the end of one movie is looking at somebody and they shoot him 6 times in the chest with a pistol and he falls 2 stories down on the ground and the doctor turns around to check on Jamie Lee Curtis and then goes back in 2 seconds and Michael Myers is up and terrorizing again. Sorry.
Godzilla would lean
Godzilla
down and pick up Michael Myers
by
his eeny beeny weeny head, pick him up, drop him in his mouth.
All right.
Not even have to chew him to swallow him and then say, who's next?
No. All right. No. Michael Myers would kill Godzilla, but I'm going to ask you this question. What about Godzilla versus King Kong?
It's a good matchup. It's a much more fair matchup than Godzilla Michael Myers.
Right, yeah. So let's do that. Michael Myers versus any one of your other horror people.
Okay.
He's going to win. Sorry, he beats Jason. He beats Freddy Krueger. He beats Edward Scissorhands, if you want to call that a horror
flick. Leatherface? What about Leatherface?
Yes.
I think the two people that would put up the best fight against Michael Myers are Pinhead and Jigsaw.
Leatherface would probably put up the biggest fight, I think.
Ghostface be pretty good because there's multiple Ghostface.
But also, couldn't Freddy Krueger just go in Michael Myers' dreams?
No. See, that's getting... I'm talking logical stuff here. I'm talking about fighting. I'm talking about whipping your behind. I'm talking about cutting your throat.
It don't matter how you win as long as you win.
I'm talking about Michael Myers took a woman by the head and put her head underneath a hot tub that was 140 degrees. his hand didn't whelp, but her dead head did.
And also, Jigsaw is a man.
Sorry, he's not winning versus Michael Myers. Michael Myers is a champ. He is to horror what soccer is to you.
I don't even understand the analogy.
What? How come you don't understand how is soccer to you?
The best thing ever.
Yeah. Right.
No. Hey,
he is to horror what soccer is to you.
I have never said soccer was my favorite sport.
Anybody that sits in a cubbyhole and watches the Everton Toffees.
And the CONCACAF.
And the CONCACAF. And the Balloon Dior.
The Ballon d'Or.
The Balloon Dior. Whatever. Anybody that watches that stuff, and you're going to say that it's... soccer is to you what Michael Myers is to horror.
I would put college football above soccer.
Oh, my God.
Now, who would be the horror movie villain you'd least likely to survive and most likely to survive?
Least likely to survive?
Yeah, without Godzilla. Godzilla isn't where I count Godzilla.
And so it's got to be a human,
yeah.
A person.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
I'd say Jason.
Least likely to survive Jason?
Probably.
You could survive Michael Myers?
Oh, I thought you meant for the horror person to survive.
For like, if you were in the movie, who would be the least likely and most likely? Like, so what movie villain would you least likely to survive against?
Oh, I couldn't survive against Michael Myers. No way. He'd kill me in the first 2 minutes.
Least likely to survive against Freddy Krueger because I like going to sleep.
Not now. You don't sleep
now.
Yeah,
but you got to sleep eventually.
It's kind of like eating, Giddens.
Most likely to survive against Chucky.
I feel like Ghostface would be up there, too. If you figure out who it is, you can just snuff him out.
You said most likely to...
Yeah.
That's, to me, would probably be Jason. I think I could survive against Jason.
Really?
Yeah. No way of Michael Myers, though. I think I could probably get away from Jason more so than Freddy Krueger or...
If you got a Camp Crystal Lake, you're pretty clear.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Chainsaw Massacre dude's pretty bad.
Most likely to survive against, like, the ghosts and Paranormal Activity. They just want to close the doors on you.
I'm probably most likely to succeed and live against Casper.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
The Friendly Ghost.
Yep. The horror movie Casper.
Yep.
Surprised they haven't made one of those yet.
Least likely.
Made Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. That's actually most likely to survive against Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. Made a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. There's actually two.
I know who he'd be.
Pooh.
Eeyore.
Eeyore.
No. Eeyore, the donkey.
No, he'd be Pooh because he's always doing his eating.
Nah, he'd be the donkey.
Yeah, I can't do an Eeyore impression.
I can.
No, that's just a regular old donkey.
That's Eeyore. All right. We done?
We're done.
So, I will say, my least likely to succeed against would be Michael Myers. Who would yours be, real quick?
I said Freddy Krueger.
Who Michael Myers.
Yeah, see, me and Bao know. Godzilla ain't got a chance.
This is ridiculous. Godzilla would destroy Michael Myers.
Let me tell you something.
Absolutely destroy.
All he do is breathe on him.
It's over. Michael Myers didn't even get close to him.
Can I tell you that if you were in that movie, you'd be eating dinosaur for ages. Ages.